This is 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Boston's immigration court has one of the largest backlogs of pending cases in the country, and President Trump's executive orders on immigration enforcement could push the court even further behind. WBUR's Shannon Dooling explains why.
The executive orders broadly expand the definition of exactly who Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents should prioritize for deportation. Under President Obama, the focus was mostly on tracking and removing violent criminals. Agents now have clearance to really focus on anyone who is in the country illegally.
Well, I mean, what it does mean is that they no longer have priorities.
Carol Rose is the executive director of the ACLU of Massachusetts.
It's sort of like saying open season on anyone who may have overstayed their visa. Open season on people who look like they might be from a different country, and mostly that's going to be people who are brown and black-skinned. Open season on pulling people over and hassling them.
Rose says this indiscriminate approach will inevitably lead to more arrests and more strain on the Boston Immigration Court. In a statement issued after Trump's executive orders, a New England ICE official said that every day, ICE teams target and arrest criminal aliens and others who are in violation of U.S. immigration laws as part of their routine operations. Former Boston immigration judge Eliza Klein believes plans to vastly expand detention space along the southern border could also exacerbate the backlog of cases in Boston.
Immigration judges have been put on notice that they may be hearing cases by video from detention facilities, other parts of the country, immigration judges who have not previously actually been assigned to detain cases.
So, for example, a detainee in New Mexico could have a hearing via video conference with an immigration judge sitting here in Boston. Again, Carol Rose of the ACLU of Massachusetts.
So we're going to be taking people, ripping families apart, spending a lot of taxpayer dollars to basically put people into deportation centers.
Rose worries that as the number of immigrant detainees at these facilities increases, so do the chances that their rights could be violated.
And because our courts are so backlogged, there's a real danger that their due process won't be protected because we'll just be warehousing people for months or years at a time.
According to the online database Track Immigration, there are currently close to 16,000 cases pending in Boston's immigration court. That's the ninth largest backlog in the country. The average wait time is almost 2 years per case. With the expanded deportation priorities handed down in Trump's executive order, these numbers are likely to increase. The Executive Office of Immigration Review, which oversees immigration courts, has had no comment. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.